I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Attorneys with Colorado Springs-based McDivitt Law and New York firm Napoli Shkolnik are calling on the state to help pay for testing for people living in areas where perfluorinated compounds, or PFCs, have been detected above safe levels. 91.5 KRCC's Jake Brownell has more.
The firms are working together on a class action suit against manufacturers of firefighting foams believed to have leached PFCs into drinking water in Security Widefield and Fountain. Attorney Paul Napoli says his firm has similar PFC cases pending in several other states.
What we're hoping to see here in Colorado, where the enormity of this problem is greater than anywhere else, is that the government steps up and tests the community and the people in the community now so that people can understand how much this has really affected them.
Blood tests examining PFC levels in the body can cost as much as $700. Other states, such as New York, Vermont, and New Hampshire, have created programs to test residents in affected areas free of charge. The Colorado Health Department said it wouldn't comment on pending litigation, but on its website, the agency says it doesn't recommend blood testing for PFCs. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Jake Brownell.
The Beulah Hill Fire in Pueblo County is 50% contained, and residents of Mountain Shadows Mobile Home Park and the Twin Buttes subdivision are allowed home after picking up a required pass that can be done at the 4-H building at the Colorado State Fairgrounds. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Andrea Chalfin.